Hello. Say you're working on a story. Maybe you're outlining it, maybe you're revising it, because you feel like it just doesn't have enough oomph yet, enough pizzazz to really grab your readers. Because you have to fully entertain them all the time. They're not usually going to just sit down like they're doing homework or they're doing a favor for a friend and they're being nice. They want entertainment. And so what is entertainment and how can you provide that? Well, a lot of times people think they will do that by writing stories that are all worrisome at all times. Everybody's just constantly running through the forest and falling on their face, and maybe they're dead and they've been knocked out, and then somebody comes and saves them right at the last minute. And that's fine, but you really could use maybe some variation if it's a longer piece, particularly. So have some ups and downs. So you have the intense worry, and then back off a little bit. They're thinking about it. They're coming back to their normal selves and joking around with each other again. And but while they're joking around, they notice, it's kind of different because they've gone through that. So show those subtle changes with variations back and forth. So that's tip one. Tip two is cause some little obstacles to the revelation of information. So instead of it being an info dump, as it's called, where you're just taking this block of information and sticking it in your readers' brains, make your reader want that information really badly, bit by bit. And the characters want to deliver it, or they want to keep it from delivery, or there's something about they're afraid when it gets delivered that the person won't like them anymore. So they're doing it just, in little increments. Or something about the delivery of this information becomes vitally important to these characters, and then it will become important to your readers too, when otherwise they might even just completely skip over that bit of information because they don't care. Information, Tip number three, what are you making them feel? If you know anything about hormones or neurotransmitters or anything like that, what are the effects of, say, lots of chocolate or lots of chamomile tea or, different things, lots of light when it's late at night and you should be asleep? What are the effects of that? What are the effects of reading your story? And what are these people feeling moment by moment? If they're reading this dialogue, "Hi, how are you? I'm doing pretty well. How are you today? Well, I noticed that this guy didn't, It's like, how are they feeling? They're probably feeling kind of desperately mundane and ordinary, and that's not what they want to feel. They want to feel anything but that, right? So just make a list as you go down your paragraphs. Break it down if you want, like in the tiniest bits, if you have the patience. Each time, like, what intense feeling are you making them feel? And the intense feelings don't have to be always the constant worry, although there needs to be a lot of that to create the suspense and the forward momentum, but it can have the variation.